This is episode 1514. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you today? I hope you're doing well and you are enjoying the Restoration Series to heal your mind, body, and your spirit. Today is the last day of our seven-part series we've been exploring this week. So congratulations to you. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share with you a recap of the week as you sit down and do a meditation today. I always end a series on a Saturday, and this is a day when you may, not always, but you may have some free time to get outside and walk in nature. Nature is one of the most powerful ways to restore you. And if you can do this meditation as a walking meditation outside, you will notice you take your meditation ritual to the next level. I know it's not always easy to walk and meditate outside. So in that case, sit down outside and meditate, or in your regular meditation space, if you could open up a window or door, that will give you additional benefits of connecting with nature if you can't get out and walk. When you do give yourself a walking meditation, you allow yourself to connect with your environment. So as you do this meditation, if you're seated, visualize yourself in your favorite natural location, walking. This will give you similar benefits. So now you know the full guided meditation is on our brand new app called the Sip and Om app. SIPANDOM. We offer it in Android as well as iOS. So you can go to Google Play or iTunes, the Apple location, and try the Sip and Om app for 2 weeks free. You get a guide with the different techniques organized for you. Many people refer to this as their meditation cheat sheet. You can download and keep it, and you also can do the same with the weekly journal that's customized for you to take you more deeply into the series. Journaling is a powerful way for you to restore yourself. In fact, if you're healing, especially emotionally, there's research showing the process of writing down your emotions and reflections helps you to solve problems. It helps trigger different areas in your brain to problem solve. So this is a powerful way to live your life by journaling. There's one for you every week on the Sip and Om app. It also comes with its own private Facebook community. So that's where you can go a little more deeply into the half-hour guided meditations there. So now as you settle yourself into your meditation ritual, begin to walk. If you are walking, if you're seated, visualize yourself walking in a location that inspires you, that helps you to feel peace and to feel healing. You can visualize this location taking in the colors, the shapes, textures you see around you. Maybe there's a rough rock or a smooth stone. Or bark on a tree. And begin to take a look around you and notice what feels healing, what restores you. Think of the emotions you were focusing on this week, part of your life where you feel you could use some support, some healing. And as you look around, think about how the different things you see or hear make you feel. What reactions do they trigger within you? And do you notice yourself drawn to anything in particular? Maybe the air on your face is soft as it caresses you. And this feels soothing and healing. Maybe it's the earth beneath your feet as you walk gently on the ground. You feel supported and vibrant as you take each step. Maybe the light, shadows, the clouds, maybe the sun makes you feel warm and nourished. And consider what supported you most this week as you went through your healing restoration journey. Was it a breathing technique or spending time with someone who uplifts you? Or spending time in nature? What was most challenging about this week? Maybe something you tried or did that didn't turn out the way you thought it would. Continue your walk as you embrace your healing journey. You are so worth slowing down for.